And then when we left, that is that was the New Year time in 1975, mm-hmm. in April. My brother went to visit our hometown during the New Year because we have a very close neighbors, mm-hmm. very friendly, and he always went over there to stay, mm-hmm. like part of the family. So we were separate from my oldest brother. And when we went to Trai Salam, my mom decided to go and get him. So she packed some food and walked for about 1 day, 1 night.
All of you?
No, just my mom. She went to get my brother so we can be together. And after that, she found him and she brought him along. And because like Cambodian people, we depend a lot on the man, so he can went to get some fish and all that for, mm-hmm. for the family. And after we stayed there about several months, then they start to tell people to go back where they used to stay, like in the city. They would take us back.
They told you to go back to Phnom Penh?
Yeah, to where we stay, yeah, in Phnom Penh. Any people who want to go back where they used to stay, they can go. And so we kind of not really believe in that because it's not true. That's how we felt. So we did not go until everybody left. Almost all the people from the city left. Then we decide if we stay, we might get in trouble if we stay, you know, with just a small, you know, mm-hmm. a group. Then we decide to leave too. So we get on the boat for 1 night, 2 days or something like that. When they get to the Phnom Penh city, they try to swing the boat in. We thought maybe it was true, we thought that, but it was not. They just swing in for a couple minutes and then they left again. So we took the boat all night until the next morning. We end up in Kampung Chenang city. And then we get off from there. I remember on the boat, there was one lady who tried to get the water, tried to get the basket and tie the rope to get the water, and the water pulled her, you know, pulled her into the water and she drowned. They did not stop. We make a noise saying that somebody drowned and they would not care. So I remember that part. So at that time, we end up in Kampung Chenang. At that time, we just got off. I mean, before we got on the boat, they checked our stuff, and some stuff they just did not want us to bring along. So they throw all the documents, like birth certificate and everything like that. They throw all in the water. So that's why we didn't have any birth certificate to prove, you know, when we came. And when we get off the boat, we try to find a place to cook and eat. And later in the afternoon, they had the truck to come and take all of us up to the train station so we can continue our trip. And then we got on the train to Swai Sisopon City, the big city too. And it was so crowded on the train, and it was so long on the train, I couldn't remember how long. And there were some people die on the train, and some people got so sick, diarrhea and vomiting and all that. It was so warm in there. It's so hard to breathe, and they would not stop. They just keep moving. All days.